Power shortages have caused brownouts and even blackouts in many parts of the country. How the course of life is changed when one finds himself in darkness, even if it's only for a little while. In Exodus chapter 10, verses 21 to 23, we read that one of the plagues upon Egypt in the days of Moses was darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was thick darkness in all the land of Egypt for 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Dear listening friend, are you in the darkness or in the light? Will you follow with me, please, in considering a few of the scriptures that speak of darkness in various aspects? God would speak to you and to me and to all men today of the need of light. Many are in the darkness and they don't realize it. That is, in spiritual darkness. And I might say that right now, you are either as the Egyptian, that is, in the thick darkness under the judgment of God, or else as a child of Israel. You have received light, eternal light in your dwellings. Where is this light to be found? It's to be found only in the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is life and light. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Without him, I say, there is no light. If you don't know him, if you don't possess him, you do have darkness. Yea, you are in the darkness. In John chapter 3, in verse 19, we read the first scripture I wish to bring before us, the words of the Savior. This is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. This is sin's darkness that we want to talk about. And he goes on to say, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. How true it is that sin is that which loves darkness. Those who do sin, who do wickedly, love to have it done under the cover of darkness. But we read, he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God. Dear friend, you are either still in the darkness of sin, and you love it because you don't love the light. If you've never been saved, you love your sin because there's pleasure in sin, but it's only for a season. Be not deceived. God grant that if you've never seen yourself as a sinner, that you might realize the awful power and the thickness of the darkness of sin and where it's taking you as a blindfolded man. Where are you going? On the downward road that leadeth to destruction. Oh, don't allow sin to rush you any further on your course. But turn next to Ephesians chapter 6 with me, and we read of another aspect of darkness in these words. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickednesses in high places. Think of it. This is being manifested more today than ever before. The rulers of the darkness of this world. What is this? This is satanic darkness. One is amazed as he reads of the rise of the satanic cults, the Church of Satan itself, boasting its membership and its ministers. We see that this is a result, dear friend, of the turning away from the truth of God and making way for the lie of the devil. The rulers of the darkness of this world are active. They are those who are applying the lie, the error of the devil. You know, you can't have both. And if you reject truth, you will have the error. There are principalities, there are powers, there are rulers of the darkness of this world. And these are spiritual wickednesses. Perhaps you don't think of it, and you don't like to consider it, but yet it's a fact that the God of this world, blinds the eyes of those who believe not, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ should shine unto them. It's a solemn thing to hear the word of God, dear friend, and refuse it. When one rejects truth, he allows Satan to blind your eyes. Thank God, however, if you would only realize your blindness and your darkness, there is hope for you if you will turn to Christ. He can deliver you from the power of darkness. It is faith that will open your eyes, faith in Him, faith in the Savior. But there's no power that can deliver from satanic power and the Satan's darkness. No power, I say, not of your own. But there is power in the blood of Christ. There's power in His saving grace if you will receive Him. Next, turn with me to Hebrews chapter 12, and we read another aspect of darkness. Verse 18, "For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them any more." This is Sinai's darkness. You know, the law was given by Moses. The law was given to a people who said, "All that the Lord says, we will do." The Lord gave them a holy law, and He gave them the law to prove to them that they were ungodly and without strength. And man who was taken up thus and put under the trial of law has been proven to be guilty before God, hopelessly ruined, and consequently the law with all its terror is linked with darkness. God did not give the law that we might keep it in order to get to heaven. Now this might shock you, but this is not so. The law was given to give us the knowledge of our sin. By the law is the knowledge of sin. The law was never given to save. The law was given to prove to you and me that we were sinners without strength and in need of a Savior. And at the end of the period of the law, Christ came. And He died that we might be saved from the penalty of sin, from the curse of the law, and everyone who believes is, and then we have light. Those dear souls that are seeking light under the law are only under the curse. And don't forget that if you don't continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them, dear friend, you are guilty. Yes, it only exposes your guilt and darkness. How blinded you must be. It's not the law that saves. The law condemns. It's grace that saves through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is grace and faith that can deliver you from the darkness of Sinai and bring you to Mount Zion. Ah, there is where we have grace abounding and where the saints of God shall live and praise the Savior forever. In Proverbs chapter 4, in verse 19, we read another aspect of darkness. It's the sinner's darkness. In these words, "The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble." The way of the sinner. You know, every step a sinner takes in his sins only takes him into increasing darkness. And dear friend, the way of the transgressor is hard. It ever leads away from God. And there's stumbling. Yes, there's failure. There's stumbling. It cannot be otherwise. You don't have your spiritual sight. There's darkness of sin, of Sinai, and satanic as to its origin. Oh, the word is, "Enter not into the path of the wicked." And then the preacher, Proverbs 4, says, in contrast to the way of the wicked, which is darkness, he says, "The path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day." The children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Everyone that trusts Christ today walks in the light. The children of Egypt were in thick darkness. And you, dear sinner friend, if you're still in your sins, trying to go by the law, perhaps, and in bondage to Satan, though you realize it perhaps not, yet you're in the darkness. you're stumbling, and you're going rushing headlong to outer darkness. But this need not be. Let me turn to a brighter aspect of darkness, that is, brighter for you and me. Found in Matthew chapter 27, the chapter in Matthew that brings before us the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. I just read verse 45. Now from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. I want you to consider that darkness, a darkness that we shall call the Savior's darkness, a darkness when God, who is light, turned his back upon his beloved Son, who was made sin for us. God is holy. He cannot look upon sin. He must judge it. And he sent his Son to be judged in your place. And he has entered the darkness. Oh, what darkness! For 3 hours he suffered at the hands of men. And then at noontime, and from 12 until 3, darkness over all the land. Even the sun refused to shine. That which was created by the Creator, all creation groaned, and there was light that was withheld. Engulfed in darkness, but what darkness was our Savior's, when he had to cry, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That's darkness, being forsaken by God. And dear sinner friend, if you die in your sins and are put in a lost eternity, the withdrawal of light, no God shall be your portion. Darkness, no light forever and forever. Now our Lord Jesus Christ, in those 3 hours of darkness, suffered the agony and the judgment that is due to you and me for an eternity, what we deserve because of our sins. But he entered that darkness alone, and he exhausted the judgment of God that we deserve. Oh, what a Savior! And he loves. And now, having been raised from the dead, he lives to save and to give light to all who will come to him. This is the Savior's darkness. A darkness, I say, which is now past forever. His suffering is over. He suffered once, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. And there's light for you now in your dwelling, in your heart, eternal light. You can enter the path of the just right now. You can be made just. You can be made righteous by putting your trust in Christ. You can be made light in the Lord. Yea, you can be brought into the path of light. Will you not desire to do this? Simply come to him, and it's an act of faith. A faith in coming in repentance, owning that you're blinded by sin in the dark, stumbling in the dark, controlled by Satan. You want to be delivered. Confess your sin to him and believe that he died for you on that cross of Calvary where you deserve to be. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll be saved. You'll have light. Your eyes will be open. You'll see. He'll deliver you from the power of darkness and translate you into the kingdom of his dear Son. In closing, notice one solemn message in Matthew 22. We read here a parable of the marriage of the king's son. The kingdom of heaven is an expression used in Matthew which denotes the sphere of Christian profession. And consequently, that is how you see a man coming into the wedding here without a wedding garment. And the king sees one of these guests in the wedding without a wedding garment. He had not a wedding garment on. And he said to him, "Friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment?" You see, the garments were provided for the guests. And I suppose this man felt adequately clothed himself. And he wouldn't have a wedding garment. How many there are like that today in Christendom who reject the finished work of Christ and seek to establish their own righteousness and go by perhaps the darkness of Sinai, and all the time they're only in bondage to the rulers of the darkness of this world. and they're in the darkness of unbelief. But notice, the man had nothing to answer. He was speechless. He had no excuse, and you'll have no excuse if you find yourself in such a predicament, and you will unless you are brought to the light in time. The king said to the servants, "Bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into outer darkness." This is the scorner's darkness. Oh, dear friend, the Lord says, "There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." The outer darkness. Absolute total darkness. Jude refers to it as the blackness of darkness forever. Oh, that's the end of the scorner, of the Christ rejecter, yea, of the Christ neglecter. You might perhaps have a desire to get to the light someday, but oh, let me remind you, how will you escape if you neglect so great salvation? God's time for you to be brought to the light is now. There's deliverance from darkness of sin and Satan now. Will you not come? How do you come? Just as you are. Come, trusting him in repentance, acknowledging your sin, "God, be merciful to me, the sinner," and put your faith in the one that bore your sin in that awful darkness on Calvary. He died for you. Believe it. Accept him, and you will see. You'll be brought to eternal light. May God bless the message to deliver precious souls from darkness for his precious name's sake.